Wir starten gerne noch an der Mischne, an der Abchabdala dem mit Beis. In Keurim, wo wir gehört sind, we're speaking about the Moyed Beregel, and there's no den Kriye, and there's no den Chalitzes Kosev, ve ein mevarem, elo Kreivav shel Meis. Only the Kreivim of the Meis, who are Aveilim, they're permitted to be Kereya, the Mechuyiv to be Kereya, and to Bechelus Kisveyim, and to eat the Sudas Havro. In Mevaren Ella Mitas Kufim, Rashi says, Yoishvim HaMenachmin, we mentioned in Muki Yosef that even though the Aveilim eat Beregel on the Mitas Kfuyim, but the Menachmin, even though the Bimei Choyl, they eat together the Mita Kfuyim with Aveilim, but B'moyed, in Mevaren Ella Mitas Kufim. So this whole din of the Abakirim and Kirim Bachelson Ella Krivov shall makes. They're not a Korev, there's no din Kriya. So the Gemara asks Vatilu Chocham, Vasanya Chocham Shemais, Hakel Krivov, everyone is a din Korev. Gemara says Hakel Krivov Salka Daitach, Allah Hakel Kikrivov, everyone is equivalent to a Korib. Akel Kerem Olof, Akel Chilzim Olof, Akel Mevarem Olof Berchovo. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche Delav Chochem Hu. The Mishnah is speaking about a person who's not a Chochem. The Tosfos HaRosh says over here, Bhadamin and Chocham Shemeis Hakil Kekroivov. Tosfos Rabbeinu Meir Davke Chocham Sheyoidin Mishmuosov Shechidish. That they know of his Chidushim, Avol Men Yoidin Mechidushov Klum, Vegam Einei Rabbe Lemechai Lekroiv Olov, Vyem Shmura Laacha Kvura. That is a din of Chocham. So Al Kaponim, so the Gemara says that the Mishnah is not speaking about Ribo Zachor. The Gemara says, Vi Odom Kosher Hu, if he is an Odom Kosher, Chiyuvim Mechayev LeMikre, then there's also a Chiyuv Kriya. What is an Odom Kosher? The Kosher Rabbeinu Meir, so the Tosfos HaRosh says, Miyolo Yedanu Ma Nikra Odom Kosher. V'nira Li, Kegoin De Lo Yisonu Shemone, we never heard anything bad about him. V'enoi Choshud Al Shum Avere, V'loi Al Bitul Shum Mitzveh, Eloshene Godel Bateire, he's not a Godel Bateire. Hu A Nikra Odom Kosher. Yodam Kosheru is also Chiyuvim Mechayev LeMikre. V'sanye Mipnei Ma'abonov Ubnoysov Shel Odom Meisim K'shehen K'tanim Kedei Sheyivke V'yisabel Al Odom Kosher. That Nebuch, they die when they're small, that he should cry later and be misabel on the Odom Kosher. So the Gemara says, Yivke V'yisabel Avoyne Kosholkum Ned, Rabbeinu Shalom is taking now an Irovain to make sure that later he'll go and be Misabel on an Odom Kosher. Elamibnei Shaloi Bocho Visabel al Odom Kosher. Now Pshat is that Bonov Ashrek Lecha Inish, Bonov Ktane Mesim, because he wasn't misabel al odom kosher. Shekol habeiche umisabel al odom kosher, moichlen loy al kol avinoisov. Amir de Kazach, Bishvil Kovit Shaosaloi. And so that's a gewaldig Yeschus to be misabalal on Odom Kosher. And verkehrt, if one is not misabal, is a shreklecha inish. So the Gemara answers, the lav Odom Kosher. We're speaking about that what the Mishnah says, that the one is only kerei if he's a korah. It's speaking about he's not an Odom Kosher, not a chochem, not an Odom Kosher. So the Gemara asks, Ide koi hosom b'shas yitzis neshome, chiyuvi mechayiv. Now, if he's not an chochem, not an Odom Kosher, but if he was standing there, b'shas yitzis neshome, there's also a chiyuv kriyev. The sign of Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza Omer, Ha'omed al ha'meis b'shas yitzis neshome, chayiv lekroye. Lama zeh doimer l'seif ha'teire shenisrav shechayiv lekroye. So the Gemara answers the Leikoi Hosam B'Shas Yitzis Neshama. We're speaking about that he wasn't there B'Shas Yitzis Neshama. Let us see Rashi. L'Seifer Torah, that this is similar to a Seifer Torah Shenisraf. So Rashi says the Torah Kruya Ner, Shenema Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Oyer, Neshama Nikreis Ner, Dersiv Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. Rashi is very, very unclear. He says, Neshama is called a Ner, and Mitzvahs are called a Ner, Torah is called Oyer. So, how do we get a Sefer Torah Shen Israf, which is Lachaira, that is an Indian of a header oyer, so that's the same thing to a siluk neshame, which is a header ner. So the Masho is ma'ira de San Rashi. So the Masho says, Ratzoloimer, doimer le seifer teire, heino ha mitzvois sheksuvim be seifer teire, shayidei ha neshame mekayim oisom ha odom be evorei haguf. So he says, the kiyam ha-mitzvahs, kiner mitzvah, and a person is mekayim mitzvahs to the ner Hashem nishmas Odom. So, when a person is nostalgic, so there's a siluk of the ner. Now the Masha is also very unclear, So when Rachman and Aslan Sefer Torah is burnt, so where do you have a siluk mitzvahs? You have, he says, Rashi is going, ha-mitzvahs ha-ksuvim b'sefer Torah. So those mitzvahs are not nostalgic to the Sreifa Sefer Torah. Perhaps we can say, pshat api darkoi shel ha-marsho, the Ramban and Torah Sa'odom has a few pshatim. And Ramban says one pshat as follows: Shebisreifoso oivdin mitzvah shel ksive. That means a person has a sefer Torah. He wrote a sefer Torah, so Kozman the sefer Torah is in existence. So he has a kiyama mitzvah of ksive sefer Torah. When the sefer Torah is burnt, so oivdin mitzvah shel ksive ubemisis oiseo. When a person is nifter, oivdim mitzvah shel maise. That means, by sreifes teire, there is an ibud mitzvah. The kiyam of mitzvah sefer teire is nevad. And by mises oiseo, oivdim mitzvah shel maise. That's what the Ramban says, so that perhaps, that we could understand Rashi. So verkehrt that it is a ibud of the kiyam mitzvah of ksive sefer Torah. According to this pshat, we'll see this other pshatim, the Ramban says, so there's no difference if a person is oimed b'shas a misa of a ish or a isha. Then the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom brings a Rashi. Other Rishonim also bring this Rashi. That what is the dimyan to a sefer Torah shenisraf? So Rashi says, Shadayin hoyo ze yochel lumoid, v'habe sefer Torah. That means this person had a potential to learn. So the sefer Torah shenisrach means the potential sefer Torah that could have been. So it's nisrach, it's not here anymore. That sefer Torah will not come in existence. Someone wanted to shtel zu the Gemara in Malkis, tafchot beis amet beis, kameti pshoi sharinchi dekaimi mikami sefer Torah, lekaimi mikami gavre rabbe. So the Gemara is medama a person to a sefer Torah. So this is each person had a potential to become a sefer Torah, and he was nostalgic. So that's a sefer Torah shenisraf. And according to this pshat, the Ramban says that the only din is only by a zocha, if a person is oimed b'shas mises ish, not by a mises isha. And the Ramban asks, v'kosha hadovor sheyikru al ha'osid, that there should be a din kriya on a potential sefer Torah. Could it become a sefer Torah? And the Ramban himself says a third pshat, v'li nire shahanefesh beguf ke'askores begvilim. That's the Ramban, that just like the haskores in a sefer Torah are makadish the gvil, so the nefesh, which is chelik Hashem alakai, chelik Hashem imal, so that is kas, that is mekadesh the guf. So that's mamish a sefer Torah shenisra. That's how the Ramban says. According to these pshatim, it's noyig bein beish bein beisha. Kinoch nafshe de Rav Safre lekoru rabbonon alei. The rabbonon, would they want kerei? Omri lo gemrine minei. They never learned from Rav Safra. They didn't go to his shir. So there's no chiv. Omru lo abaye misanya harav shemeis, chochem shemeis tanya. Says a chochem. Doesn't have to be your rebbe. For oid kol yoimish maitzei bepumin bebei medrosh. But verkehrt, his svoris are spoken about in the Beis Medrash. That's how the Rosh brings a raya, that's called a chochem. A chochem is that a kaponim, they don't have to be a Talmud of his, but a kaponim, shmaitze bepumin bebei midrosh. Sovar ma da have have. So they held that, okay, they should have been kereya, b'shas this istalkus of Rav Safra, and they weren't kereya. So b'shas chimum they weren't kerei, so they held it so the potter on kriya. Amalu abaye tanina chochem kozman sha'iskin behesped chayovim lekroy. So they were still going to be maspitim. So there also is a din of b'shas chimum that one should be kerei. Sova lemikra la'alta, so they wanted to be kerei before the hesped. Amulu abaye tanya chochem kvoidoi behespeidoi. No, b'shas the hesped, when there's a shas chimum, then there's the covet to be kereya. What does Rashi say? Shmaitse bepumin, vave keman de gamrine minei. Mai da have, oyu de loikoru b'shas mise su loikori. Le mikre li alta beloi hesped. Sagt die Gemara weiter, ki noch nafshei der Ravune, sovo leisuvi sefer teure apurje. So they wanted to put a sefer teure on his mite. Amulu Rav Chizde, milse de bechaye leisvirelei. Shas, Rav Chizde was alive. He also did not want to sit together on the same together with a sefer Torah. Hashta leikim levid leik. Now we should put a sefer Torah. Omer Rav Tachlife anoche zise le Rav Huna. I saw Rav Huna the boy le meise vapuya. He wanted to sit on a bed. Vavamonach sefer Torah alei. and there was a Sefer Torah on it, V'kof kado a'aro, so he took a kad, a picture, and he put it upside down, V'yisiv Sefer Torah ilave, Alma kasova osa leishem agabe mito she Sefer Torah munach aleh. He holds you're not allowed to sit together with a Sefer Torah. So that's the middle of the Mashiach. So if Bechayov, that a person is equivalent to a Sefer Torah, that in the Shome to the Guf is equivalent to Askoras Legvilim, so it was also a Lebedeke Sefer Torah. Afal Pikein, he did not want to be together on one bed together with a Sefer Torah. So now that it's Nistalik to Neshome, so Vadi Givis, Yizichel would not be Nicha that they should put a Sefer Torah together on his mita. What does Rashi say? Lesubi Sefer Torah puye v'loima kayim zema shekosu b'zeh. Taisvis v'kof kado a'aro, he turned over a kad, v'anach olei Sefer Torah. V'nire da'afilu ha'Sefer Torah munach b'govoya mimenu. Taisvis means, let's say, it'll be on the same mita, but I'll put something on the mita, and it'll be higher, it'll be on a higher level. Let's see, they'll put it on a pillow. Loishari, midoloye svula Sefer Torah b'gavoye mimenu. V'chein perashti b'menoches b'perek ha'koymetz rabbe v'shom herachti. Now, Taisvis and ha'koymetz rabbe, seems we don't have the same bali Taisvis. Taisvis and ha'koymetz rabbe was not marich. It's a two-line Taisvis. And Taisus Nakaimitz Rabbe says it's mutter if you put something underneath it, a tefach, a filah kolshu. But it's no kashe. These were different Bali Taisusin. So Mavela, and Akaivda, there were these Taisusin, Bisham Erachdi, and they were Mavairat. We don't have these Taisusin. Now, there was another problem. They have a nafik purye mibove. The mita that they had made for chavune was too big, and it would not fit, couldn't go through the door. Sovel l'shulshule derech gagim. So they thought, they could get him on the roof through a skylight. And then, shulshule derech gagin, they'll be moired the mita bechavolim miyal agag. They'll be mishalshul from the gag laoretz, if you can't get him to the door, so that's how they'll get him outside. Omelu Rav Chizde ogemirna minei, we learned from Rav Hune, chocham kvoidoi derech Pesach. A chochem, the covet of a chochem is derech Pesach. I saw a svore, what shat chochem kvoidai derech Pesach. The other say pshat, Lakuti brings this from someone. Derech atzadikim lireis es atzmam tomid keilu oimdem ala Pesach. A tzadik never feels that he's accomplished. He's always by the Pesach, he's always by the beginning. So Memele, his whole aliyah, his whole atzloche was because he was oimed ala Pesach. So Memele, so it's derech chochom, chochom kvoidai derech Pesach. So that means that's how we should leave the bias. Kvoidai derech Pesach, because his whole aliyah was because he was always oimed be Pesach. The Marsha says something very interesting. The Marsha says that if you'll take him derech gagim, have a loyig larosh, kivin she'ein boi mezuzah. Habei bekitzadik ya Marsha. So l'chayre de Masha means to say, that means everyone else can go out through the door. There's a mezuzah, and he can't go out through the door because He has to go out with the mitzvah. So it's a loyig l'rosh. So l'chayre, I had a shtikol ha'ora on the barsha. L'chayre, the mitzvah's mezuzah is derech biyoscha, going into the house. The bias is chayiv b'mezuzah, the chutz is not chayiv b'mezuzah. Here he's going out of the house. He's not coming into the house. He's going out of the house. What's the loyig l'rosh? And if a person leaves a house, so he has a psakim of mitzvahs mezuzah. So I thought perhaps the marshah would be a raya to the goyim. The goyim in Mishlei, Perik Yudches, Posik Yud Aleph, explains that there are two yetzahores. There's a yetzahore mibifnim, there's a yetzahore mibachutz. The Yetzahore Mibachutz, that is the chutz, the svive, the oilam. A person wants to do good things, he amol his machlet, he wants to better his ways. He'll be ridiculed. What are they going to say about him? What are they going to do about him? That's the Yetzahore Mibachutz. And the Goyin says that that is pshat and posik, lepesach chatos reivetz, by the door of the house, there is the chatas roivitz, because there you're confronted, you're exposed to the chutz. Umishem hochi, menichem mezuzah al pesach beisoi, lohogin olok shiyetze. That's what the goyit said. That's why there's a mezuzah, lohogin olok shiyetze. Aboyredike goyim. So it seems that the mezuzah is made for the for the chutz also, it's a protection when you go out. I once wanted to say perhaps a small ha'or on this. L'chayre, when you go out, the mezuzah as in the tzad smoil, not on the tzad yamin. The knis is the tzad yamin, but the yitzi is the tzad smoil. So it could be hagone from the tzad smoil, you need a mezuzah on the tzad smoil. That's how it works. Al koponim, it seems from the goyim that there's an Indian of a mezuzah for yitzir. Agabuche, I don't know if it's negeya lahaloche, but the poiskim speak about a door that is an emergency door, which is only made to go out from. I think the poiskim say yepoter from a mezuzah. According to the goyim, it's not so poshut. So that could be that's pshat in the marsho. There's an inyan of mezuzah on the yitzia of the bayis, and everyone can go out with a hagone, who go out to the chutz with a hagone of the mezuzah, and him, he won't be able to go out. Chochem kvoidoi derech Pesach. But it's interesting, why is it afka chochem? According to the marsho. Al koponim, so that's not an eitzah. Sova lashnuyei mipurya lepurya. So they decided the problem wasn't avune, the problem was the mitzvah. The mitzvah, they had made the mitzvah too large. So we'll put him on a different mitzvah, on a smaller mitzvah. Omer lohu Rav Chisda hoche gemirna minei. I learned from Ravune. Chochem kvoidoi b'mita rishayne. The covet of a chochem is that he should remain on the mita, the first mita he was put on. The Omar of Yehuda Omarav, minayim lechochem shekvoidoi b'mita rishayne, shenemar vayakivu es aroin alakim el agola chadosha. They put the orin el agola chadosha. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lehave nofik purya mi bove, de zuter have bove, the door was too small. Mi purya la purya, le sitoi bemite achite ktan, sheteitse derch a pesach. El agolo chadoshe, oisai agolo sheshigru, plishtem bo. Oboisai golo hevio David mi beis avinodov leir David. The agola that the Oren came, that the Plishtim sent it, that agola, that's vayar kivu es aroin alakim el agola chadosha.
the Kosev in Den Yaakov brings down that Tosfos had a starke kash on this. It's shreklach what Rashi says, because when the Plishtim sent the Oren, it came to Beis Shemesh. So it says by Yivku Atzei HaAgole VaHaPoris Helu. They chopped up the agola, and they were makriv the poreis for an oila. So mamela, so that agola was not existing anymore. That by yivku atzei agola. So therefore, Tosfos says, but they when they sent it from Beis Shemesh to Beis Yeorim, so then they made a new agola. And that, this is the Agola by Yekiva. And then when they took it from Beis Yehorim to Ir David, this was the Agola they had put it on. So the Maise, so you see Al Koponim, that was once put on this Agola, so it remains on this Agola. Parish Bave. So they went and they broke down the door. They made the door wider so that the mitzvah could come out. Fafkua. No, they took him out of the bayis vaistois, then they were maspetim. Posach alei Rabbi Abba, lo yehoye Rabbeinu shetashra olav shchine, ele shebovu gomelei. Rav Huna was roid fashchois hashchine, no, he was in chutz loretz. Mosiv Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde. No, but this Levaye, Rav Nachman, Rav Chisde's son, Vomri lo Rav Chonon bar Rav Chisde. So yes, Takash, what's pshat in this hespit? Steht, hoyoy hoyo dvar Hashem yecheskel ben buzi akoyim be'eretz kazdim. That means it could be nevuah filun chutzloretz. So what's pshat in this maspit? Tofech le yavua bisandalei. So his father went to Tupshotim in Rashi, we'll see. Omalei lava minaloch le sitroid alme. You shouldn't, my hespit, first of all, don't ask kashas. Now, Yenisanga hespit of Isairis, don't ask kashas. My hoyo, hoyo kva. So let us see Rashi. Poris bove. Shivru ha-Pesach b'chivu. So then they made it, they widened the door. Bavu gol moloi, shein shchina shoyre b'chutz loretz. Tofach lei avua Rav Chisde b'sandaloi. The sandal she tofach loi l'Rav Nachman al sandaloi. He gave him a pat on his sandal. Ka'odam shenegei al-regel chaveri b'chashoi, k'dei shal yishmu oimdim sovi mitosei d'rafune. But he told him, don't ask any kashas now. In Yenacher, he called Besandaloi. He hit him with his sandal. Loi sitri dalme, loi sitrach bekushis. Shehoye kva. Loi mahi shaite have, velo yoisa. Hoya. This was an occurrence that once occurred that Yecheskel ben Buzi was oiche to Nevue and Chutzlore. V'yesh ha'imrim, others say a different shot. Shoho yokfar be'eretz Yisrael. Cheskel was first in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshol sov luach ha'kodesh. Now it was ready, shoho luach ha'kodesh. So then it was able to be nimshach, even though he went chutz l'oretz. But if it never was shoho lov, so it won't be shoho chutz l'oretz. When they brought up Rav Huna to Eretz Yisrael, Omru lei l'Rav Ami l'Rav Asi Rav Huna osi. Rav Huna came, but they didn't understand exactly what they told them. They thought Rav Huna was alive, and Rav Huna is coming to them. Omru, so they said, ki avinan hosom, we want in bubble. They have alone l'dluye reishin minei. We weren't able to lift up our heads to look at him. That means Rav Huna was so much greater than them. Hashte osina hoche. Now we came to Eretz Yisrael. Osa basrei. Now he's coming to us. Omru lohu aroinebo. No, he's not alive. The Oren is coming. Rab Ami v'Rab Asi nofak. Rab Eilo v'Rab Chanina loy nofak. Ike da Omri Rab Eilo nofak, Rab Chanina loy nofak. The nofak my time, the one who went out, why did he go out? The Sanya Oren ha'iva mimokim lamokim. Oim dem olov b'shure, v'oim dem olov b'chas ha'beirem, v'tanchumi ha'beilem. The loy nofak my time, the sign another baraisa, or in ha'oiva mimokim lamokim, ein oim dem olov b'shure, ein oim dem olov b'chas ha'beilem, v'tanchumi ha'beilem. So the Gemara says, kashin adodi, it's a stir of two baraises. It must as loy kash, kan she'sholdei kayemes. Kan b'she'ein sholdei kayemes. If the goof is kayim, so then you go out. The goof is not kayim, so you don't go out. The ravude sholdei kayemes habe. The goof of ravuna was in contact. It didn't start separating. And the loy nofik, the one who did not go out, loy saimu kamei. They didn't tell him that it was sholdei kayemes. Omri heicho ninche. Where should we put him? Where should we mekaber him? Rab Hune ribeit teire bi Yisrael. Rab Chia ribeit teire bi Yisrael. Rab Hune was a mordike marbetz teire, and Rab Chia was a marbetz teire. So memele, so we should put him next to Rab Chia. Man mayele, who's going to bring him into the Maore? It's not so poshit to go into the Maore where Rab Chia was. I'm going to bring him in. To ukmisel le Talmudoi ki avina bar tamnei sorishnin. I think he was mushlam in learning when he was 18 years old. Buloichozi li keri, and he never was nichshol in bavoin keri. Others say pshat, ben shmein eschel lechupe, then there's his man, I forget, he didn't get married then, and he was able to learn betare. Umashmalei kamei, and I was mishamish ravune, v'yodei beuvde, and I know his maisem. The yoyim echad is hapicha leiretzua de tvilin. One day it was mishapich the retzua of tvilin. And because of that, he was Yoshef 40 Tanis. So he brought in the Oren of Ravune. Avigoni Yehude Mimine Davue. So Rav Chiya had two sons. They were twins. Yehude and Chizkiya. Avigoni Yehude Mimine Davue. Vechizkiya Mismoilei. Omele Yehuda lecheskiye kumi duchtoch, you should get up. The lav oirech are, the koim ravune. Ravune's coming in, he's standing and you don't get up. So the Rabbeinu Shloime ben Ayosem says, lefi shekol b'nei ha-talmud, ki yishenim heim v'loi meisim. They weren't mason, they were yeshenim, they were sleeping. So Mamela, they could have a conversation. So they told him, she get up. No, Bahadi de Koim, no, they got up. Come Bahadi Amud de Nure. So a pillar of fire also got up with them. Chose Rav Chage, he sees a fire, is right in front of him. Ivis. So he got scared. Zokve l'aroine. So he held up the oren that the oren should shield him from the fire. The Norfolk. And he went out and he left the oren there. He wasn't going further. There's a fire right in front of him. So Mamela, he isn't going further. So he left the oren there, Beskife. V'haid lo yanish onash mishim de zokve l'aroine de ravune. because he lifted up the Orem to shield him from the fire. That's why nothing happened with him. Let us see Rashi. Ki yasku lahosom la'eretz Yisrael l'koivroi. Shekol ha'nikbar shom nikbar b'loichet. Shenemar ha'om ha'yoyshevo nesu oven k'de'ise b'ksubis. And Rashi in Ksabiyat said, ve'en yeshive ba'oretz elo likvure. That's pshat in the posuk. Ha'om ha'yoyshevo means that yeshive ba'oretz. Nesu oven. So that's why they were mahadah to go to Eretz Yisrael. L'dluyei reishin, da odom choshev hoye, v'havalon boishes l'dluyei reishin, v'osi lohoche, disvuren shulchai, sheldei gufai kayemes, yoitzim, leisemu kamei, de sheldei have a kaim. Tavhune ribeitz teire, kedemrinem per, kshnei deinig zeres, ki kaime rabona mikamei, when the Rabbonon used to stand up and used to shake out their begodim, so the whole area became very dusty. He had a mokim teire, a lot of tamidim. Rabchiyah ribetz teire, kedemrine bebob metziye, ano obdilei le teire delei tishtakach mi Yisrael. He went and he was marbetz teire. Yerushalmi says in Kloimi, well, he went in Golis. Rish Lakish says, I also went in Golis. So they told him there's a difference. You went in Golis to learn Torah. He went in Golis to teach Torah. The Godless of Rabchia. Man, mayole, miyelech lachnise lekvura eitzel Rabchia. Isapichele ritzua de tvilen, hashocher, Bifnim, the tzad shocher was turned inside out. The ritzua shchoire nire bachutz, halacha l'moishe misinai. His ivis nivas v'nivchat, so he got petrified. Zokve l'aroyne d'aravuna l'kamei amuda d'nura, in front of the amuda d'nura, the loy liske. Let us see Tosfos. Rabchiyah ribetz teire, v'hikshe betois v'sarat. The mashme b'Yerushalmi, sh'Rabhune meis koidem. Rabhune was nifted before Rabchiyah. Koidem Rabchiyah. The omer leila Rabchiyah, they told Rabchiyah, aroinei bo. V'hochi mashme sh'Rabchiyah meis koidem Rabhune. V'nir ali, so Tosfos answers the Rabhune acharoi. Oisoi shebimei Rabbi Chiye einze Rav Huna Talmidei Derav. He was speaking about Rav Huna Talmidei Derav, and that one over there was a different Rav Huna. They lived at the times of Rav Chiye, he was a different Rav Huna. He taka was nifted before Rav Chiye. Adka. Umiyu koshe birshalmi koma beuvde dahoche Rav Huna reish gulus. So then it brings down Amayse. And he calls them Rav Huna Reish Galuse. Mashme, noye mashme de zokve Rav Chago la aroyne de Rav Huna, kedesh le yoyshev eitz la tzadikim. The reason of the skifa was that he shouldn't be yoyshev eitz la tzadikim. Och ise be perish ben genander af un reish gelus as vay stoy so tesis is ersten gastire a gabuch let me say over a little bit what it says in the Yerushalmi in Seif Kloim. The Yerushalmi says number one Rav Chaga offered to bring him in into the Ma'ore, so the Chachamim wachoshed him. They were choshed, there was some of us a sakona to go into the Ma'or of Rav Chiye. So they told Rav Chage, you know, you're a Yida Zokin. And, some you want to make a dreidel. That means you go in, and, some you'll die there. And, halak upon him, you'll be nifter in the Ma'or of Rav Chiye. So therefore, they were choshed him. But that's what he wanted to do. They were scared to go in. The Baruch Kaponim, Rav Chage told them that you should tie a rope to me, to my foot, and if you see it, I'm there a long time, you can pull me out. Say, no, I mean, I'm going there, mamish l'shem shemayim, to be mekava ravuna. I'm not going for myself. So the Yerushalmi says, so he went in, and Rav Chiya told Rav Yehuda that Rav Huna came, and you should please move out of your place, and Rav Huna should take your place. That's what Rav Chiya told Rav, he told this to Rav Yehuda, his son, to Yehuda, he told it to his son, Goni Yehuda mi yamine. So Rav Chiya told, when they brought in the oren of Rav Huna, so Rav Chiya told his son Yehuda that he should please go out from where he was buried, and then give over the place to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna said, "Bishum oifen, I'm not going to go into his place. I should go into the place." He said, "I will never go into Yehuda's place. He should go out because of me." So he was makpid that he didn't fakel. So they were zaykif him there because he didn't want to get buried there. He didn't, it seems that was, there wasn't too much place over there. He said, "Bishum oifen, that he didn't want to take over that place." And the Yerushalmi says, "Vakeltsops." I think Abaskel came out that because of the anivis of Rav Huna, so he was muftach that he'll always have descendants. Descendants bnei Torah. I don't recall now exactly what the Yerushalmi says. So they didn't bury him because there was no place, and he didn't want that. He didn't want that Rabbi Yehuda should move over because of him. The Rishalmi also says that Rav Chage, he was 80 years old then, so he was zeiche to live another 80 years in the schus that he was metapel in the kvura of Rav Huna. So Tosfos asks, it seems it's a different story. Here it seems Al-Tamud Denurin, there it seems a different reason. Kinoch Navshe de Rav Chisde, Sovo Lasuvi Sefer Torah Apurye. Omolo Rav Yitzchok, Milse de la Rabbe le Sviriloi. If Rav Chisde's Rebbe, Rav Huna, did not want to, they should put a Sefer Torah by him, Anan Nekim Navidlei, so we should do for the Talmud if the Rebbe didn't want. Sova Deloy Lemishlal Karayu. They thought you're not permitted to sew up the Kriya, that when the Oren left, when they were chaser from the Oren, so they thought you're not permitted to hem together the Kriya. Amul Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami Chocham Kiven Shechziru Peneim Me'achere Yamite Shailalem. Let us see Rashi. No Rashi. Chocham Kiven Shechziponov. So Tosu says Perish Chocham Shemeis Kiven Shechziponov. As Chocham, the Loshon is very misleading. Chocham Kiven Shechziponov. Perish Chocham Shemeis. Chochem was nifte. Kiven shehechzir ponov oisoi shekora. That means it's not the chochem was machzir ponov. A chochem was nifte, and the person who made kriye was hechzir ponov from the chochem. He's permitted to sew it up. The yesh meforshim, this is the girsa of the Rishash. Chochom shekora al chochom. It's chochom, a chochom that was kerei on another chochom, kivin sheherzer ponov shaylo la'alto, the mishum kvoidoi shel chochom hakereya hitiru. The gnayu lotze is bebeget krua. So then the loshen is a little better. Chochom kivin sheherzer ponov. That the chacham was machzir ponov, but the loy nehir at Tosfos does not like this pshat. So pshat is chacham shemakes. כי נוח נפשי דרב בהונה ורב המנונה נבח, there was a double לוויה, רב בהונה and רב המנונה עסקינו להוסם, so they brought them up to ארץ ישראל. כי מוטו הגישרה, so when they came there was a bridge, שהגיעו לה, ורשי says, בדף של גשר קוצר, the bridge was very narrow, there was a border, that was the whole bridge, שעשלו יחילם לה ורזה בצד זה, אלא זה אחר זה, that means now they had a problem like this, פשעס תהול לוויה, the two הרוינס were one next to the other, there wasn't one that was ahead of the other, they came to the gesher, there wasn't place on the gesher that both could go one next to the other. Komu gamle, so the gemolim stopped. They didn't go further. Oma luhu ahu taye. So there was a seiche yishmelim. He was the one that took care of the gemolim. Emai hai, what's this? Why did the gemolim stop? Omru lei rabbonon de ka'ovdi yikore adodi. He says, you don't understand. There's a machlokes between the two arenas over here. Each one says that they can't go now together. So each one says the other one should go first. And the gemalim don't know what to do. So they're standing till it will be decided. Mar omar, mar neil bereshe. Mar omar, mar neil bereshe. Omar, he said, Dinahu de Rabbe Bar Hune Leil Bereish. Rabbe Bar, so he was Machia. Why was he Machia? Others say Pshat, because he was a Bar Urion and a Bar Avon. He was a big Yachsen. Came from Rav Hune. So Memele, he should go Bereish. Notar kichei v'shinyei dohu taya. Let us see Rashi. Komu gamli, omdu agmalim, noisi hamites bimkoima. Taya, soiche yishmeilim. Rabbonon, so they told them, Rabbonon de shichvi, those who are nifter, the rabba barafune, barabam nune. Of the yekore, the holy boy, haile meil, mikame hai. One of them doesn't want to go. One doesn't want to go before the other one. Not a kiche lechoyev mishum debozi l'rav amnune. That means both of them were gedolim b'teire. So he was a pesazoi mizalzel in the kvoida teire of Rav Amnune. So he lost his teeth because of that. Posech alei ahu yenuke. So then there was a safdin that was maspit, geza yeshishim, olami bovel, that means he came, he was a bar avon take, alba ve'imai, seifel mulchomis. What does Rashi say? Seifel mulchomis, seifel teire. That was Rav Hamnune. Lishna achrine, shenilcham, rabbe verabam nune. There was a mochama between both of them. The noter kochi dahu taye. Lishna achrine, geza yeshishim ze rabbe baravune, dahu ben gdoile, ben ravune, doreish goile. So it seems the first pshat. Then it says further, Kos ukpoit, these are oifes rois, Huchpalu lirois b'shoid v'sheva habo mishino. Rashi says, Kos vikpoit huchpalu klolo. May vayirshu a kosvik of a klima, klola bo, vo huchpelo bo oilom. There was a double klola, the nispalkis of Rabba Baravune and Rabam Nune. Bishoid vishever habo mishina. Kotzaf aloilomoi, vechomas mimenu nefoshis. וסומך בהם כקלו חדושו, but he says the nefoshes, so they came למיילו, וסומך בהם כקלו חדושו, רויכי והרובס, סוס ושמח, בבוי אילוב, נפש, נוקי וצדק. כי נוח נפשי דרבינה, when רבינה was נפטר, פוסח עלי יהו ספדונה, תמורים הניעו רויש על צדיק כתומו. That Klal Yisrael is nimshal letomo. Heiniyu roish, they should be meiniyu roish al tzadik atomo. Nosim leilois kayomim al meisim leilois kayomim. Dachsach Mir Dein Yaakov says says as follows. Then he brings a Gemara in Ksubis, Kshemeis Rabbeinu HaKodesh Klosin Yoimim Softin B'Yimom V'Lelye. He brings a Gemara in Ksubis, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifter, so they were maspid for 30 days by day and by night. Mikan V'Eilech Softu B'Yimom V'Gorsi B'Layla V'Softu B'Lelye V'Gorsi B'Yimom. They were maspid for 12 months. The first 30 days was by day and by night, and the next 11 months was either by day or by night. So he says, Mishum kshemeis rebi nishar harbe me'atanoim v'game gdoile me'ameroi. That there was a tanchumim, l'kach kibulu tanchumim k'tzas achesh loishim yoyim. They weren't lost. They had al kaponim g'doylem left over. Avol k'shemeis ravine shesider hashasim ravashi, nishar hader yosem shuhu hoyo besoif amiroim, is l'kibulu tanchumim achesh loishim yoyim miyad, Omru shetzrichim lispedolov yoim volaylo ad yud beis chaydesh. They said we have to be maspid for 12 months by day and by night. Vizeh shomach shemeis rebi tmorim heim atzadikim bechach mehader shnimshul otomo hiniyo roish peresh kiblu tantchum atzadik atomo hu rebi lefishoz nishar harbe mechach me Yisrael. Aber bei Rebbe, du was tantrumim, aber lanach no bede yosum. Also he learns Pshat, it goes, and by Rebbe. He says, by Rebbe, they were mekabel tantrumim. Yeniu roish, they were mekabel, aber nach no bede yosum, nosim leilis kayomim, benasik behespid, almesim leilis kayomim, and arvina shosik betere bavoyde yoyim volayla. That was already the end of the tkufe of the Amiroi. Omalei Rav Ashi Levar Kipuk Ahu Yoime Mai Amrit. So Rav Ashi is a Rashilin's Pshat that Rav Kipuk was a Saftan. So Rav Ashi is Bar Kipuk, when I'm going to die, they speak about the maisim of the, they speak about the maisim of the tzaddikim, the nifter, and to that the ma'ira, the oilam, to follow in their ways. Lachain rotza rav ashi, l'she yisvade miloshen asavdonim, ashe yoimru bi istalkoi la'ira asoms. He wanted to know what nekudis are you going to speak about. He said, what nekudis will you speak about by my hesped? So I'll know if I care that I should be take mechazik myself and I should be nisale in these nekudas, these milas. Omale, these were professional sabdonim, it seems they had already up their sleeves what they intended to speak about. Omale, so Ba Kippur said like this, Amina, im ba'arozim noflo shalheves, mayasav ezuv yakir, levyosom bechiyet, if a shalheves of a flame can destroy an erez, mayasu ezuv yakir, levyosom bechika hualo, if levyosom could be trapped with a chika, mayasa de gay rekak, so the small fish in a rekak and in a small puddle of mayim, what will happen with them? The nachal shoitif noflo chika mayaso megave. The choisif says as follows, that Rav Ashi was a godel b'teire, is a godel ba'avoide, and a godel in Gemilas Chasodim. He was a mushlim in these three, and the Eilam is kaim on these three in Yonim. So he said the first thing was on the Gabi de Teire of Rav Ashi. In Barozim Noflo Shalheves. He says like this, an erez is a very expensive type of wood, and the purpose of this wood is to build houses. It's not used as firewood. It's not used as wood for fuel. It's used to build with. So therefore, there are always people watching it that nothing should happen with it. It shouldn't get burnt. Because he realizes how precious this wood is. So he says at Talmud Chochem, these are also similar to Arozim, that the boinim beis Yisrael, atike bonoyech ela boinoyech. So he made a kalvachayma, im ha'etzim ha'meshumorim lebinyin. If etzim which are meshumor lebinyin, kora kiloyin, eish v'shal heves, that if they can become destroyed, ha'yaso azu v'yakir ha'shem ha'shfeilim shebemin ha'etz, these are inferior etzim, ha'shalayukach mehem lasis lemloche, some mele, they zicha susceptible to get destroyed. That was the first nekuda. Livyoson bechika hualo. This was keneged the avoide of Ravashi. The Livyoson is called nochosh beriach vakolasein. And the Radak says that he's tremendous. Oyem avriach es hayom mikotze el kotzel meiroiv godlei va'olkoi. So Memele, he says, Levyosin was very, very heavy. So he says, so how is it possible for a chike, either a chike is a trap or a chike is a fishhook? How could a chike go and lift him out of the water? He's tremendous. So al kolchoch, the chike must be very strong. So that was im livyosam bechika huala. So afki hachike tala de gei harikak. And he says that the livyosam is Ravashi. He was mishtadl bechelek avoida maisa mitzvahs. There is a mirdike koivid. He's needed by the tachtoinim. And nafalpikein, he was taken out. He was taken away. He was so desperately needed by the deir, and he was taken away. Ayasa degei rekak, kleim anoshim sheimah mishulolim mimaisa hamitzvahs. Tachtoinim don't need them. So there's nothing drawing them. They should remain on this world. So they'll zicha be taken away. The third, Marshal Benachal Shoitif Noflachika. So this is going keneged Tzedokin Gmilas Chasodim. It says, Anachal Shoitif pushes away things. It's a a strong stream of water pushes away whatever comes into it's pushed away. He says, "Be'emison tzedake tatzel mimoves." That means even though there's a gzeiris moves, so the tzedake is a nachal shaitev. Shaitfo matcha mi'alba leos amoves. He brings a pasuk in Yeshayi, ki lo yein chorutz shaitev tzedake. He's meusid for a ki lo yein chorutz, tzedake could push it away. So memeled, so he says, so he was a gevaldik about tzedake, so the gzeres, and so if a chike, a fishhook would fall into a nachol shaitev, mistama couldn't be made, they would be zichet pushed away. Unless it was a meredik, a strong chike, that a nachol shaitev can push it away. So memele, so that was his hesped. That was his hesped. Omalei, that he told about kipuk. Omalei barovin chas v'sholem techiko v'shalheves b'tzadike yamine. I would never say such a thing that shalheves means that they're burnt. Techike, they're captured. Umay amrit amine. I would say a different hesped. Bochu la'aveilim v'loy la'aveide. Not that which was lost. Shehi l'menuche v'onu la'noche. Cholosh taite alayu. So Ravashi had chalishes hadas. Why did he have chalishes hadas? So the Marsha explains he had chalishes hadas because he did not like the lashonis of both of them. He said a loshon of shalheves, that means like a shalheves destroyed it. And he said a loshon of aveide. So that's like the hepech of asharas hanefesh. That means they're lost, they're burnt, they're not here anymore. They made a kalb chaim already. Vishapach karaya. So, because of his chalishes hadas, their foot was turned upside down. So these two maspidim by Ravashi's levaya, they weren't there. V'hainu the Omar Ravashi loyba kipuk cholitz loyba oven cholitz. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the hesped will not be like the hesped of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So they were unable or they weren't up to it. Because their foot was turned over, but taninum maiman de maski aluchta de rigle. And the chelik ha'elyon of the regel leicholitz that toire omra v'cholzo naloi me'al ragloi v'loi mitachas l'ragloi. So memele the it has to be me'al ragloi v'loi mitachas l'ragloi. The regel shouldn't be mitachas l'ragloi. The Marsha says, what is pshat? This is an Einish. So the Marsha says, the Mekobolim say that the Inyan of Yibum and Chalitza is, that's Moiran Hashoras HaNefesh. The Inyan of Yibum is that the Nefesh of the Niftar becomes Niskalgul, on the Vlad Hanoilad, that's the tikkun of the Nefesh. And Chalitza Dachsim is brought down from the Zera Kodesh that the Nefesh is Mekusher, doesn't have any mokim to go till the Yibum, it doesn't have a mokim of tikkun, and when they make Chalitza, so the Nefesh can now have a tikkun through a different oifen, that's the union of the Chalitza. So these are in Yonim of Hashoras HaNefesh. And since they said the Burim and Ravashi, which is not Masim to Hashoras HaNefesh, is that's why they were Nenesh, that by them, they could never be Chaylitz them. They're taking away this opportunity of Hashoras HaNefesh.